This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. Supreme Court on Monday ruled ex-presidents have broad immunity, dimming chance of a pre-election Trump trial, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Stephen Mulroy is the district attorney for Shelby County, Tennessee, an elected Democrat. He's previously served as a law professor and federal prosecutor.
I was surprised how broad that immunity ended up being.
He says the Supreme Court ruling on Donald Trump's immunity definitely means some of the charges for plotting to overturn the 2020 election will be thrown out. Mayor says the decision makes a mockery of the idea no man is above the law. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Israeli army has ordered a mass evacuation of Palestinians from the eastern half of Khan Yunis. Monday's order is a sign Israeli troops could soon return to the southern city, the second largest in Gaza. Israel wrapped up an offensive in Khan Yunis earlier this year and withdrew most of its forces. The evacuation order indicates Hamas is regrouped in the area. Israel has said it's in the final stages of an offensive in the nearby Gaza city of Rafah. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Hurricane Beryl strengthened as it turned toward the Caribbean's Windward Islands on Monday, according to officials, threatening devastating flooding and storm surges as life-threatening high winds picked up speed. People in a broad swath of the eastern Caribbean boarded up shops, stocked up on food, and filled their cars with fuel as the storm approached. Beryl's rapid rise marks an unusually fierce and early start to this year's Atlantic hurricane season, the earliest Category 4 storm on record. This is VOA News.